This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Some breaking news out of the NFL. The Minnesota Vikings are out of the Aaron Rodgers situation. They are moving forward with J.J. McCarthy. Their number one overall, not number one overall pick, but their first round pick last year, right?
Yep. National championship winner.
J.J. McCarthy has caused the Minnesota Vikings to stop answering the phone call, which means it is the equivalent of when a favorite becomes such a massive favorite in betting, they take it off the board. It would appear that Kevin O'Connell and J.J. McCarthy will try to become one of those duos on that list that we just talked about.
Yeah.
We'll see if the kids got it. But they are out of the Aaron Rodgers situation, which means now it's down to two teams, the Giants and the Steelers. No other team really sticks out, right? There's no other, maybe Cleveland?
If the Titans wanted to, but I haven't heard any rumblings of that. But I think that's it. I think he's going to be now a Pittsburgh Steeler. Now, my question to you is, okay, Vikings are all, yeah, we're out. Well, you weren't out for these last 3 weeks. You've been, mysteriously in. So does this give you any sort of feeling about J.J. McCarthy? Or you're like, yeah, this was all just whatever.
Smoke on the water?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was just one of those, he got injured. He would have been in the same situation he was in last year. He just was injured.
Yeah.
Still doesn't mean he didn't get to, watch, be in the film room, talk to, Sam Darnold and Kevin O'Connell and be situational. At least last year, he never had to worry about, if he's not the guy, then I'm going to be the guy. It was just no matter what. We're riding this thing out with Sam Darnold. Obviously, it ended terribly for them.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold kind of fell off the face of the earth at the very end of the last two games.
Yep.
But yeah, so, I mean, it is what we think it is, official. The Minnesota Vikings have stopped answering the phone call. It is over. They are ready to move forward with J.J. McCarthy as their starting quarterback going into the 2025-2026 season. I like it.
I'm exciting. It's always cool to see a new quarterback play.
Text line said we might have missed a coach quarterback combination, Goff and Campbell.
Absolutely. They were on the list. We didn't bring up a few. Didn't bring up Herbert and Harbaugh, Zach Taylor and Burrow. There's a lot. Bo Nix and Sean Payton. That's one that's they're surging.
Yeah. But don't worry. We'll bring up that Joe Burrow conversation because of pressure that we brought up earlier with Travis Kelce. Again, I don't think all pressure is bad pressure.
No. No.
In my opinion, I think that you can have good pressure because it's like, okay, I'm prepared for this. Let's go see if we can do it.
North Carolina had pressure last night.
And they absolutely blew the bricks off of San Diego State.
They answered.
Phew. Tonight you get Xavier in Texas and then what? University of Mountain Mary and somebody else?
Yeah, Mountain St. Mary and American University, yeah, I think. It's right. American, yeah.
Yeah. Better be putting your money on America.
When I was looking at the gambling, I was like, I don't know anything about it. American. Okay, I might just go there.
That's the best part about all of it. You don't know anything about any of these teams.
Yep.
How many Xavier games did you watch this year? How many Texas games did you watch outside of when they played Tennessee? Yeah, and the double overtime against, A&M?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Outside of that, I didn't watch any Texas games.
Nope.
So, yeah. Sign me up for a couple of bets tonight. But we did ask a question. Have you ever had a moment, because Tracy Morgan, food poisoning yesterday, puked. And everybody's like pumping the brakes. I can't bring this up because I'm afraid that maybe he has something wrong with him. Maybe he's got an internal illness. because we know about his accident in the limousine when the Walmart truck hit him and he sued Walmart, made a ton of money.
Yep.
And the one thing I think about Tracy Morgan is that he's always been a thick-skinned representative. Like, he'll make fun of people for certain things. And he would expect the same in return.
Yeah, he can dish it. He can also very much take it.
Yeah. So he was seen on the court side, had to stop the game in the Knicks into Miami Heat game, projectile vomiting. There's a picture on the internet that if you want to look at, I would highly advise against it. I think that if you put two and two together, you know what it looks like.
Yeah.
And then eventually he was escorted out of the game in a wheelchair and a bloody nose. Comes out, he was in the hospital, blames it on food poisoning. My question is, has there ever been a sporting event or a game where you almost went full Tracy Morgan? And Jayhawk for Life told us 97 KU versus Arizona.
Yeah, he came in hot on the X machine with that one.
Which, you know, for those of you that were around, that was KU's, a lot of people's opinion at the time, their best team they'd ever had. Jock Vaughn, he's on that team, the leader of point guard. And they ran into Mike Bibby and Miles Simon.
Mm.
And Lute Olson. Beat them. Arizona, I believe, would go on and win the national championship that year. A lot of KU fans heartbroken during that game. Do you have a game that you watched and you almost went full Tracy Morgan?
Well, you can take this in a few ways, right? It's about which way you're going to interpret this. I've had some where, I would have blamed it on food poisoning. It would have been another kind of poisoning. And I've had some where there's no inebriation. It's just pure, this game's result is going to make me throw up. And I, you know, that's where I'll go with this. And it's the 2021 AFC Championship game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Made me want to projectile vomit everywhere.
Yeah.
That whole second half and overtime.
When Mahomes became like a pumpkin.
Yeah, just became a shell of himself.
We were like, what happened?
We were up three scores.
Did the Monstars go in the locker room and take all their superpowers?
Exactly right.
You know, we have some reports and rumors that we think that we've been told that the locker room was disastrous at that half because they wanted to get points and they didn't. And it was like, could have got a touchdown, went for the little quick out, and it didn't happen. Tyreek Hill was very upset. Somebody brought that up. The AFC Championship game in 18 against the Patriots.
Ugh.
AFC Championship loss versus the Bengals. I would say for me, it's probably either the 2014 World Series where Alex Gordon didn't go. Because I thought it was going to happen, and I was so there. And then it's just like, they held him, and he's not going to score. And then they lose, and it was like projectile.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this last Super Bowl because it was already like writing on the wall. I didn't have like that tongue, you know, tied, you know, gut wrenching feeling where like it didn't go my way. And then it's just like in the Tampa Bay game. I didn't have that same feeling either.
Yeah. There was none of that.
But that 2018 Patriots AFC Championship game, 100% offsides. Edelman definitely touched the ball on the punt. Chris Jones, like, touches Tom Brady's shoulder pad and gets roughing the passer because they said he hit him in the face. A lot of pukey moments. Maybe that Buffalo regular season game from 2 years ago where Kadarius Toney was offsides.
Yep, it's a big one.
Lost the greatest play of the entire NFL season. That would have been number one in the NFL season. Doesn't exist.
Would have been one of Kelsey's best plays ever.
Right.
From the 816 Chiefs-Colts 2014. That's a good one.
Yeah.
28 points, man.
Ugh. And then Andrew Luck gets a fumble off somebody's butt and scores. Tennessee game, Mariota.
That one for sure.
I almost puked when they called that forward progress. I'm sure Derek Johnson would have puked.
Sure he did.
Pittsburgh game, Chris Jones actually did puke. You remember that? They were getting so excited and getting rowdy inside the goal line, and Chris Jones is going nuts and then just pukes on the field.
I forgot about that, yeah. 18-16.
Yeah.
Just about any Chiefs playoff game pre-2018 from the 816.
The game that made me sick was the Final Four game, KU versus Villanova. Five trips down the court, KU scores, and we lose 2 points on the scoreboard. Villanova couldn't miss that night. Villanova couldn't miss that entire tournament.
Whole 3 weeks.
I mean, just absolutely running people out of the gym, hitting threes. Everybody hit threes for Villanova that year. That was just a dominant run. From the 307, 2014 NFC Championship game, Packers up 16-0 with like 8 minutes left, and it ended up giving up 28 points.
Yeah.
The only reason people don't talk about it anymore is because of the Falcons 28-3 Super Bowl a few years later. I'm sure there's some Falcon fans that puked that day.
God.
Tom Brady just makes me puke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Bill Belichick.
1998, K-State versus A&M, Big 12 Championship football game. What about the five down play for those Missouri football fans of Cordell Stewart and Brian Westbrook? or maybe it was Nebraska. I don't know who it was, but I know there's a 5-down play in Missouri's football history where that had to make you puke.
I can feel my blood pressure rising while listening right now.
That's right.
You're welcome.
You can thank Tracy Morgan for that.
Yep.
I don't know, that Indianapolis Colts game when we were up 38-10 and still lost was pretty sick.
Yep.
Pretty much.
What about, real quick, what about the other way? What about just straight inebriation at a sports game?
2015.
Yeah. Which game? Oh, okay.
Yeah, game 6, game 5, whenever they won the World Series against the Mets.
Yeah.
I was ready to just go nuts, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
San Francisco, when they won, came from behind by 11. That's another one of those like good pukey moments where I'm like, I'm so excited. Blech. You know, like, what just happened? It's fine. Give me another beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me get this taste out of my mouth. Yeah, for sure. Puking and excitement there. Yeah. So, 913-586-7965. What was a game that made you go full Tracy Morgan? Coming up on the other side, I want to revisit why Bobby Witt Jr. is important for this renaissance moving forward in baseball. Yes, he's local, but he's the number 2 baseball-rated player in the league by his peers. I explain why that is so important here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.